Around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm so happy to be with you tonight, folks. It's quite a day. Good Friday here in America. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. If I can get through this program tonight. A preacher just 2 days ago called me up. He's a pretty well-known preacher in the freedom movement anyway. And he told me he was trying to get people together to march on the hospice down in Florida to save Terry Schiavo. He thought if everybody went down there en masse and there was about 1,000 people, that you could march in and just take Terry Schiavo to safety and hide her out someplace and give her, have a doctor on our side to reinstall the feeding tube. And we discussed that a little bit, and I told him about the times that I've been involved in these movements over this 25 years, that me as a cop and as a former soldier who was very much wanting these things to happen over this 25 years. We marched on Washington during a time when the Bill of Rights was being destroyed, and we tried to get people across the nation. There was some of you might remember the caravan going across America. I think it was probably 15 years ago or maybe 12 years ago, somewhere in there. And we were supposed to meet with irate Christian patriots across the nation, and they were to join in the caravan till we got to Pennsylvania, and we would have a big convention there and talk about saving the Bill of Rights in America, saving our nation. I'll tell you what happened in that case and tell you what's happening right now in America among those that want to save Terry Schiavo. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with more.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Washington Monument and the Capitol, And it was a sad, sad turnout there. We had wonderful speakers, some of the greatest speakers in America. This was put on by a Jewish lady, a patriot in California. Alden was her name. And we had Jews for the Prevention of our Preservation of Firearms there. Aaron Zellman, and he spoke. And we just had a great lineup of speakers on the Bill of Rights. And we were called racist. We were called anti-Semitic by all the newspapers in Washington, D.C., and the radio stations. And here the Jews had put this on, and I was invited to speak there, and I thought that was really something. And we had also noticed that all these vans were parked around, and they had smoke glass windows in them, and the FBI was in there with their recording machines and their sound machines to pick up every word you were saying, and also their video cameras to video everybody to put in their files, as they call them today, as domestic terrorists. And I guess over the three-day weekend of speakers, we had probably, 6,000 people wander in and out during that three-day period. And a lot of them were just on the Capitol Mall. So we figured we probably had 1,000 Americans there to celebrate the Bill of Rights. And so a lot of effort has been put out over the years to try to get people excited enough, riled up enough to come out of their hiding places and get involved. By the way, you know, I was out 6 months later in Los Angeles, and you remember me telling you about that I was there in Los Angeles with big rally for communist organizations, and about 50 U.S. communist organizations put on a rally there in Los Angeles, and they had literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people come out that were pro-communist, and we were at the park across from the Times Mirror. I snuck over there. Remember, I went over there as a photojournalist with my nice Nikon camera around my neck, and of course it wasn't mine, I had to borrow it, but I looked like a reporter, and the Black Panther Party and the military arm of the military soldiers of Aztlan was there, the illegal aliens, there was a couple thousand of them and a couple thousand new Black Panther Party members marching in cadence. These are hardcore communist organizations, folks. And I was there all day long and didn't see one FBI van. I didn't see anybody on the roofs videotaping. Nobody had their sound cannons out recording what we were saying. And we had communists from the universities there talking about the Aztlan takeover, the revolution in America, overthrowing America violently, giving everybody was giving the communist salute, and none of our government was there. There was a couple beat cops walking by occasionally, and there was literally thousands of these hardcore revolutionary communists in the park, and nobody was there from the government. Does that tell you something? Well, anyway, that's kind of off course where I want to go tonight. Let's go back to our big meeting in Washington, D.C., big convention there in the Capitol Mall. And we were scrutinized every way, but I guess we didn't have body cavity searches that I didn't hear of anyway. But, of course, the FBI would have liked to have done that, but they just wouldn't do it. I walked up to one of the vans that was recording us and hammered on the door and told them to come out, show themselves, a bunch of cowards in there hiding out, recording everybody, and they wouldn't come out. But anyway, I know, you know, as a cop, I know what vehicles they drive, and I know how they do things when they have these secret covert operations. But anyway, my preacher friend and I talked, and I told him, I said, you'll end up in Washington pretty much by yourself, because Christians, I said, now the Catholics may come out. The Catholics may come out because she's a Catholic girl, and the Pope has gotten involved, but the Christians aren't going to be there. because they've been told by their preacher to let just go along with evil government, all evil governments of God. And I said, they, other than a few, you're going to go in by yourself. And a grand patriot here in our area came to me about a week ago, and he was so distraught, a young fellow. And I don't want to give him away here, but anyway, he's got children, and he's a young fellow. And he says he wanted to go with me and march on that situation down there with Terri Schiavo and go save her, and wanted to know if I was going to go. And if I was going to go take him with me, because he wanted to go, and he wanted to physically go in and take her, rescue Terri. And I've had others approach me and say the same thing. I want to thank Eleanor in Canada once again for writing to us today. And she shows her frustration level here. She says, alert, time is running out for Terri Schiavo. She's been starving to death for 7 days now. Call Jeb Bush. Why in God's holy name aren't there thousands down there already to riot? What disease has destroyed the will to fight bold-faced tyranny in America? Home of the brave, that is a cruel joke now. As an American citizen living in Canada, I will never sing that grotesque line again, Eleanor White from Canada. Sister, I know your frustration. I've known it for 25 years. Our people will not march on Washington. Our people will not save Terri. 150 to 200 were there when Colonel Bo Greitz wanted them to go and march with him in there and take Terri Schiavo some water. But you know, they're carrying those signs, and they're yelling and saying things. But, you know, when he went in, only two people went with him. Leon, a good buddy of Bo's, and a man who had just been to see the Pope and had a cookie. I guess a God, one of those cookies that represent the Jesus. And he wanted to take it in, I guess, to Terri Schiavo and give her communion. And those three were arrested. But notice the 150 to 200 that are there, and I'm not saying I'm unhappy they're there. I'm just saying that they're not going to go. And so, you know, we just things have changed so much in America, folks. I want to read you a story here from a young lady, a nurse, who really impresses our police and military association here. She was a firefighter and a paramedic at one time. Now she's a licensed, registered nurse. And you might recognize her name. It's Cheryl Ford. And she just put out a report today, March 25, called American Family Raped by Judicial Corruption. And it's a powerful, powerful letter, and I think it speaks for a lot of us. She says, these last several evenings, I've been sitting in a small thrift shop located directly across from the Woodside Hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida. A few weeks back, the local owner decided to temporarily close her thrift store business to the public. Her kindness and compassion for Terri's tragic situation led her to create a small makeshift gathering area outside her little store. This little space is where the Schindlers and close friends now find solace from the crowds and media while Terri lays dying from starvation and dehydration. During these past 2 years, I have been watching the Schindlers' anguish as they ventured down every legal avenue to save their daughter's life. I've witnessed a family whose expressions resembled the faces depicted in the old photos of parents who stood petrified and helpless as their children were torn from their arms in Nazi Germany. I watched the Schindlers cry, plead, beg the government to look into the inhumane execution of their daughter's life. I'll be right back, folks, after this break.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And this is a very tough thing to tell you tonight. We're talking about Cheryl Ford here in her letter right now, sharing her letter with you, and I think it's a very, very important letter. Cheryl Ford knows things that most Americans don't know, I can tell from her letter. She says here, now remember, the Schindlers are Jewish, and they're Jewish Catholics. And so what she's saying here, I know, must mean something to the Schindlers that it may not mean to this old Irish cop here. Sitting here talking to you tonight. It's got to mean more to them. She says, I witnessed a family whose expressions resembled the faces depicted in old photos of parents who stood petrified and helpless as their children were torn from their arms in Nazi Germany. I've watched the Schindlers cry, plead, beg their government to look into the inhumane execution of their daughter's life. Once again, with a race against time, and for the second time in 2 years, I feel helpless as a nurse and as their friend. I see the pain in their eyes as I sit there when they look at me with desperation, asking silently how much time their daughter has remaining without food and water. 2 nights ago, Terry's mother, Mary, worn and extremely tired, looked at me with tears in her eyes and asked, "What am I going to do, Cheryl? I'm watching them kill my daughter, and I'm not allowed to help her." We both cried. her words barely audible as she desperately described Terry Lane in her bed inside the death camp across the narrow street. She says, "I love my daughter. She wasn't dying last Thursday, but she's dying now." Mary, tired and numb, continued. She says, "My daughter responds to me. She smiles at me. We love each other. But her eyes are sinking in now, and her face is beginning to show signs she is starving and is thirsty." Mary cried out, "Please, this is America. Who can we get to help stop my daughter's inhumane death?" Bobby, Terry's brother, emotionally and physically drained after numerous sleepless nights from traveling to meet with senators in Washington, D.C., pleading for his sister's life, held his head in his hands and exclaimed, "What am I going to do? I cannot believe this is happening to my sister. How can this be happening in America?" Bobby paced the floor while vocalizing how his worst fears had become a reality. "She looks like a Holocaust victim," he said. "How can we as a civilized society allow this to happen to any human being?" The shock of knowing that no more than 300 yards from me lay a young, healthy woman who was dying from starvation only because of the actions inflicted upon her by her estranged spouse due to his mission to see her dead was also almost more than I could bear. Yes, Terry would die because of the initial decisions that had been made by one local probate judge many years back when Michael Schiavo entered his hearsay evidence to his court. Terry had wanted to die. The very notion that this could be happening in a country that delivers a message of freedom, liberty, and justice is unfathomable. What was I missing here? Had I been delusioned into thinking I was actually standing on American soil as I stood watching a 10-year-old little boy arrested, handcuffed, and then placed in the back of a paddy wagon for attempting to bring water into a woman who he knew was being starved and dehydrated to death? A 10-year-old boy could do it. Why can't 150 people put down their signs and do it? That's not in her letter here, folks. I just added that. Today, Terry is on her seventh day without food and water. Her family is again forced to sit and watch the life sucked out of her. They know very basic nutrition and water could refuel her life. However, they are watched by police and forbidden to give her even a drop of water as her lips dry and crack. And she looks to her mother, a loving mother who provided her with nourishment from the time of conception. After witnessing Terry's tragic situation with my own eyes and ears over the last 2 years, I have come away knowing America will never be the same for me. As we rally on the streets for Terry in order to gain attention to her story, telling of the judicial tyranny here in Florida, we have been called names by people who have not a clue what is happening to Terry, let alone how her death will someday soon affect this nation. Sadly, many will never question the truth about what really happened to Terry Schiavo until they someday find themselves in her situation. When she dies, it will not be a matter of if this will happen to others one day. It'll be a matter of when it will happen to others one day. For any government official to not become involved in this judicial corruption and homicide, but instead choose to hide behind the notion they cannot become involved because of this being a family dispute, only shows the ignorance behind the leaders of our country today. Be right back, folks, with the rest of Cheryl Ford's letter.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Arc Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Arc Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Arc. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Arc Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Firewoman, I guess you would say, fireperson, Cheryl Ford, now a registered RN, registered nurse, writing a letter here that I'm trying to get through, making a lot of powerful points and very, very honest and true points. She says that it is... For any government official, I'm going to start there again, for any government official to not become involved in this judicial corruption and homicide, but instead choose to hide behind the notion that they cannot become involved because of this being a family dispute, only shows the ignorance of the leaders in our country. Folks, it's not ignorance, I believe, that keeps our congressional leaders from coming to the aid of Terry. But anyway, she says Terry's death is not about conservatives, radicals, religious zealots, Democrats, Republicans, family disputes, or gains for political advancement. It's about local judicial corruption, a woman whose wishes were never in writing, and a man who has used his authority as her so-called spouse, despite his engagement to another woman, to see her dead. He has used the legal system and its corruption to his criminal advantage. When will people awaken to the real issues at hand here? Our governor now says he can't not go beyond the scope of his power, but he has always had the power to act under Florida laws. And by the way, in pulling her tubes, Judge Greer has violated at least three, if not, it looks like four state Florida laws. So the governor does have the power to act, but the governor is saying he can't go beyond the scope of his power. Is this the message to all of us that one corrupt judge and one estranged spouse who potentially placed Terry in this situation in the beginning controls our government? In addition, we must remember that from time to time, from the time of our conception, we have needed a source of nutrition in order to survive. When we allowed judges to intentionally remove our basic nutritional elements from healthy human beings, so to terminate life, we soon will face our own extinction. For many years, I had wondered to myself, how did they get away with marching all those innocent people into the gas chambers? Why did no one stand up and try to stop them? I now have a clearer understanding of how that was accomplished. Well, that's the end of Cheryl Ford's letter, registered nurse in the state of Washington, and a good friend of the Schiavo family, Schindler family. She makes a lot of good points there, folks. You know, a lot of good points. It will happen to more of us if Terry dies, without a doubt. And that may be what this is all about. May very well be what this is all about. You know, I've seen the very dead bodies, touch the dead bodies of innocent Americans our government has slaughtered, criminally slaughtered. And I won't get into those bodies. Some of you know I was up at the Weaver cabin, saw the hole in Randy Weaver's chest and arm. I saw Kevin Harris, their adopted son's arm, where he was shot. His arm was as big as my thigh with gangrene. I saw the body of Vicki Weaver underneath the kitchen table with her face blown off in a pool of blood and the little girl standing around their mama. And I've seen other executions, the bodies, and I've touched the actual bodies of others that our police and our police in America have murdered and gotten away with all of this, folks. I want to share with you what the Congress is saying here. Congress won't enforce its own subpoenas. This is something that could be done, and we should. If God grants us the victory to allow Terry to continue to survive, as I pray for every day, until we can hold the feet to the fire of these individuals that can make a difference and save her life. God, of course, knows what's going on with everybody involved and all of those that are not involved in trying to help Terry. He can and has before in biblical history and in other times done miracles. And if he would, and if we would pray, folks, that he would allow Terry to live for 40 days and 40 nights without water, without sustenance, I think it would change this nation. I think it would change this nation for a lot of people that right now are not concerned about Terry Schiavo. I think it would change the lives of congressmen, priests, and pastors who are sitting back doing nothing when they could tell their parishioners to meet down there and we could have 50,000 to 100,000 people down there marching and march right in and take Terry Schiavo into our arms and save her life. There'd be nothing the government could do at that time, but the weenie priests and pastors are not going to do that. We're going to talk about the weenie Congress here for right just a minute. They have the answer, but they will not apply the answer to saving her. They have the lawful answer. Congress and the Bush administration still could save Terry Schiavo if they would simply enforce the legal subpoenas that were issued last week demanding that Congress be allowed to interview Terry and others in the controversial matter. Those congressional subpoenas, however, have been wantonly ignored by a Florida state judge, violated by a Florida state judge also, and local authorities in a brazen act. But experts say that they could be still be forced to by federal marshals if the U.S. Justice Department sought to act. Folks, remember little Elian Gonzalez? Elian Gonzalez, that's the best I know how to say it. That Butch Reno, who seemed to have a better backbone and probably bigger cojones than the men in Congress, sent the INS down to snatch little Elian Gonzalez and send him back to his communist country because the Clinton administration didn't want to see a kid not be able to become a good communist. And they just went in violation of state law and snatched up little Elian Gonzalez and sent him back to Cuba. Experts say that the Congress could still enforce by federal marshals of the U.S. Justice Department going there and acting. As the U.S. Supreme Court refuses to act on Terry Schiavo's parents' desperate emergency petition to have the starving hospice patient's feeding tube replaced, the subpoenas, the congressional subpoenas, could give some flickering hope for a life-saving reprieve. These all but forgotten subpoenas, if finally honored, could still force authorities to preserve the life of Terry Schiavo. Without question, the most vital witness in hang-fire congressional hearings delving into her treatment and the treatment of all incapacitated adults. On Friday, March 18th, the House Government Reform Committee issued subpoenas to Terry Schiavo, her husband, Michael Schiavo, and selected doctors and employees of her hospice, ordering them to appear at a congressional hearing March 25, Good Friday, folks, today. The subpoenas also pointedly required Schiavo's doctors to maintain a key piece of evidence, the medical equipment keeping her alive in its current and continuing state of operations, the subpoena said. In other words, hooked up to Terry Schiavo. At that time, the committee also made it clear that the Schiavo probe was to be part and parcel of a larger congressional inquiry into the long-term care of incapacitated adults. Almost simultaneously, the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee formally invited Michael and Terry Schiavo to testify on Monday, March 28th, this next week. For sure, when Congress, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Republican from Tennessee, ominously reminded all parties that it is a federal crime for anyone to interfere with a person's testimony before Congress. Allowing the chief witness, Terry Schiavo, to starve to death would, of course, be the most profound form of interference. But an unimpressed Pinellas County Circuit Court judge, Judge W. Greer, was dismissive of congressional power, ruling out of hand as to the legitimacy of the subpoenas. He says, "I don't think legislative bodies or agencies have business in a court proceeding. The fact that you, your committee, decided to do something today doesn't create an emergency," he wrote. So he ignored the subpoenas. So far, Congress nor the Justice Department have moved against the judge for contempt charges, though he has clearly flouted Congress's longstanding power to bring witnesses and evidence before it. Despite congressional subpoenas hanging over the case, the judge moved to put Terry Schiavo to death and ordered her feeding tubes removed. Congress. Administrative administration caves to the judge. Instead of immediately moving to hold Judge Greer and all subpoenaed parties in contempt of Congress after the judge and others clearly had tampered with the witness and evidence, that is, the feeding tube was removed, the House committee asked other lower courts to recognize the subpoenas. The House committee also quietly asked the U.S. Supreme Court to order the feeding tubes reinserted while it appealed to lower courts to have its subpoenas recognized. What a bunch of weenies, folks. The Congress could have set the U.S. Marshals in there immediately and dragged off Judge Greer. So why hasn't Congress acted, this article asks. fact, Congress has failed to begin even the most preliminary step, the reporting of a resolution declaring subpoenaed parties in contempt of Congress. Inaction, surprising in the face of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's pledge last week to hold Judge Greer in contempt of Congress for ignoring a congressional subpoena for Terry Schiavo's testimony. And DeLay said, no little judge sitting in a state district court in Florida is going to usurp the authority of Congress. Yes, he did, Mr. DeLay, and you did nothing about it, you weenie. Indeed, Senate Majority Leader Senator Bill Frist is on record saying that the subpoenas compelling Terry Schiavo to appear at the March 28 congressional hearings make it a crime to disconnect her feeding tube and threatened anyone who interfered with her testimony with jail. Why isn't Judge Greer in jail? Federal criminal law protects witnesses called before official congressional committees proceedings from anyone who may obstruct or impede the witness attendance or testimony, Frist said. So, Mr. Frist, Senator Frist, why isn't Judge Greer in jail? He continued, more specifically, this is the senator again, more specifically, the law protects a witness from anyone who, by threat, force, or by any threatening letter or communication, influences, obstructs, or impedes an inquiry or congression or investigation by Congress. Anyone who violates this law is subject to criminal fines and imprisonment. So why isn't Judge Greer in jail, Senator Frist? According to the rules, in order to be convicted of contempt of court, the congressional committee subject to the contempt first must report a resolution that the affected individual is guilty of contempt. Often, such a procedure would take time, but Congress demonstrated in its recent Schiavo bill that it can move quickly to pass a law and present it to the president for his signature. In other words, this very good writer here and very honest and accurate writer, Dave Eberhardt of Newsmax.com, hit the nail right on the head. Why isn't Judge Greer in jail? Why hasn't the U.S. Marshals gone in there, folks, and taken Terry Schiavo, the witness, that is protected under these congressional subpoenas? Because we have a weenie Congress. That's why. Priests and pastors. As Christians reflect on Jesus' death this solemn Good Friday, some also are giving specific attention to Terry Schiavo, particularly Roman Catholics who count Schiavo as one of their own, and whose church has been increasingly vocal this week in calling for the reinsertion of the feeding tube into the brain-damaged Florida woman. Eternal Word Television Network, an Alabama-based Catholic cable service that reaches more than 100 million homes worldwide, is interrupting previously scheduled sacred programs for a Friday evening broadcast that expects to treat the Schiavo case through interviews with the family members and a neurologist. I don't know where that comes on, folks, but it's tonight, evidently. Friday evening broadcast on Eternal Word Television Network, an Alabama-based Catholic cable service. It's going to be on tonight. Might be well worth listening to. News Director Raymond Arroyo said the network's extraordinary programming switch was driven by the public outpouring of concern over both Schiavo's plight and the frail health of Pope John Paul II. Well, folks, this is kind of a lengthy thing here. I'll pick out parts of it here. It says, the Reverend Frank Pavione, National Director of Priests for Life, visited Schiavo last month. He said many of the hundreds of clergy affiliated with his group planned to preach about Schiavo on Good Friday. Pavione's own sermon will speak about her suffering and what is happening to her under the law and to compare it with what is happening or what happened to Jesus under the law on Good Friday. Earlier this week, the Vatican newspaper said Schiavo was an innocent person condemned to an atrocious death, death from hunger and thirst, and many other Catholic clerics in America have raised their voices in agreement. The Reverend George Rutner, who leads a parish in New York City, was among those planning to mention Schiavo during a traditional three-hour service that recalls Jesus' torture and execution. Folks, we'll be right back, and I'll wrap this up for you. You know, we're doing a lot of talking, we're doing a lot of sermonizing, doing a lot of threatening, but Terry still dies. Be right back.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and we're going to go quickly here because we have three callers on the line I didn't know was holding on, and so we're going to go to our callers here. Hugh in Maine, welcome to the program, Hugh.
Yeah, Jack, I just want to know whether or not Bo was still in jail or not.
No, he's out. He and Leon got out, and the little guy that was there to give her communion got out, so praise the Lord, they're out. But I heard today 8 more got put in jail. There's children in there, and we're very concerned about the state child and family organization snatching the children, taking them away from these families. So we need to really be in prayer for that, Hugh, because that's what they like to do. when, especially if you're Christians and part of something like a rally like this.
Well, Ed said, I don't know that it was...
save Terry Schiavo, but they'll take your kids away from you.
Yeah. Didn't someone say that they've... Was it you that said that they've backed everyone off about two blocks?
No, I didn't say that. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I had heard that today anyways on the radio.
That could very well be. Well, thank you, Hugh, for calling in. Go to Sam in Mississippi. Sam, welcome to the program, brother.
It's Sam in Missouri.
Oh, I'm sorry. Missouri, yes, Sam.
That's all right.
Missouri, all right.
That's okay. The weather's probably better down there, but...
Yes.
Well, listen, I just wanted to call in. I want to thank you for reading that piece from Cheryl Ford. I just went and found it on the net a little while ago. I used to be receiving emails from them, but some email addresses changed, and I went out and found it. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if that doesn't get every American pause to sit up and take notice of where we've come, I don't know, because
I could barely get through it, Sam. It just choked me up because she was really on target.
Yeah, and it should shame every one of us in this country that we have allowed things to get to the point that they are at this late date. Now, I mean, there are some of us out here trying to do some things, but this should force us to redouble our efforts to try even harder because, in fact, that was one of the things that just irritated the daylights out of me, that here we had a little kid down there that could take that could try to take water to her, a little kid arrested and taken away.
Yeah.
And
the adults won't do it.
Yeah, and we're really mixed up in this country when you can get arrested for doing the right thing, and then when you're out here doing the wrong things. You know, this should make every police officer sit up and take notice too, Jack. It almost makes you wonder with the way they're handling things these days. I don't know why some police officers even keep doing what they're doing out there in some ways, because a good police officer is supposed to stand up for what is right and to and not to stand for what is wrong. But
that's right, brother.
And
yes. Well, listen, Sam, I'm going to try to get Ray on. You make a lot of sense, and I know you're going to be telling people to keep praying that God take control of this situation and save Terry. There is ways to do it. We could call our congressional things up there, these weenies in Congress, and tell them to enforce these subpoenas. But thank you, Sam, for calling.
You bet. God bless, Jack.
God bless.
Take care
you
now.
You too. All right. Let's go to Ray in Oregon. Ray, we're just about out of time, brother. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm glad I got on, Jack, my friend.
Boy, I hear the music already. Go quickly, Ray.
Okay. America is standing on a death vigil. They are not standing on a life vigil. There is a commandment, thou shalt not kill. That is God's law. Now, the legal system is a legal fiction. It has jurisdiction only over other legal fictions.
Yes.
It does not have jurisdiction over living, breathing, flesh and blood,
yes,
natural
Ray,
people.
Ray, brother, we're totally out of time. I'm
well, that's the
sorry.
Point. Yes,
okay.
She is living and breathing. She's beyond their jurisdiction, and they have no jurisdiction. And
all
the
right.
whole country...
Okay, Ray, we've got to go, brother. That's it. We're totally out of time. Folks, thanks for being with us tonight. Say your prayers and pray that God just takes her in their arms. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.